In the studio at the moment, we have Jack Byrne. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, John.
Thank you for joining us again. Last time we spoke about the history of Near FM, but there's a seminar coming up. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. Well, in fact, the Near FM is part of the Near Media Co-op, John. And in fact, the co-op was established 30 years ago this year, March 1983, we registered a media cooperative to try and lobby for for the community radio station. So we only realised last year, in fact, when we looked at dates, that we were 30 years in existence. So we thought to celebrate the 30th anniversary of setting up the cooperative that we'd hold a conference on, and we picked the theme of social justice and media. So we've been keen over the years to try and use media for social justice and equality issues. So the conference is on the 9th of March next. It's coming up fairly soon, and we're holding it down in the Parnell's new GAA club down in Coolock Village. If anyone hasn't been there, that you'll certainly visit. It's a fine facility.
It is.
You know?
Fantastic facility.
And there's a fine big conference function room there. So we'll be using the conference room for the conference. So it'll be on all day Saturday, the 9th of March. Anybody's interested, they could go online to near.ie, and there's a registration page there, and they could register if they want to attend. And we'll have some good speakers. Pat Rabbit will be there, Minister for Communications, Energy and Natural Resources. And we'll have other speakers. Farrell Corcoran of DCU, Nessa Childers, and Gavin Titley of NUIM. So there'll be some good speakers. And basically what we're going to try to do, John, is that we'll look at media in general over the past 50 years or so, and how both public service, say, and commercial media has dealt with social justice issues, and how community media maybe is dealing with them differently. And we'll be bringing in for the afternoon community development groups, and they will be explaining their experiences of using media to promote various aspects of social justice in the community. And we'll be sort of plotting and planning in the late afternoon for how we use Near FM particularly for more effective social justice issues. That's the sort of general theme of the day.
Okay, and I'm just reading here, attendees will also have the opportunity to attend one of the planned bubble sessions.
Well, they're workshops. Yeah. In fact, there's four workshops. It's part of trying to develop the project still. Rather than just spending the day clapping ourselves on the back and saying, aren't we great after 30 years, we want to try and explore and tease out some of the stuff that we think is next needs to be developed. One of the things we're looking at developing is citizen journalism. And really what we're trying to do here is to get more people across North East Dublin interested in accessing and inputting material into Near FM. So, I mean, most people now have a decent mobile phone, which is a mini recorder now. So we're going to offer in the workshop a training course for people who want to become citizen journalists to put in audio and visual material into the project. So that's one of the workshops. Another one is on media literacy. It's exploring how media influences us all, and how we can maybe protect ourselves a bit, and how we can actually just be more aware of media influences. So there's a workshop on that. And there's a community TV. Maybe not all the listeners to Near FM know that we also have Near TV. And we make programmes about the locality for showing on DCTV, which is on cable, UPC cable. So again, if somebody is interested, rather than you and me on the radio, they might fancy themselves as TV sort of people. The training will be about how to become a volunteer with Near TV. And the final workshop is, we came across recently that Peter McVerry, Father Peter McVerry of the McVerry Trust, established his trust 30 years ago, coincidentally, also. So we've invited Peter McVerry to give a workshop telling his own story, and perhaps recruiting some people to help with the excellent work that he does in terms of social justice, particularly for young men. So those are the four workshops.
And what sort of people are you planning on inviting? Or what is it, just people involved in media?
No. We'll have, I think, mainly community media people. There are five community radio stations in Dublin alone, so we expect a reasonable turnout from them. There will be some academics. We have good contacts with some of the universities, and there are people there who lecture, who are interested in this whole idea of community media as an alternative sort of media forum. And we hope a lot of the body of the participants will be made up of people from the community and voluntary sector. So it shouldn't be exclusively a media thing. And that's why I'm saying, if any of the listeners who feel, well, maybe it's not for me, if they're interested in issues of social justice or how media could be used to further social justice issues, they'd be more than welcome, and they'll feel right at home, because the whole day will be made up of ordinary people, some of them involved as community activists, discussing media and how media could be used better.
Okay, so it's open to anyone then?
It's open to anyone. If they go online, John, onto near.ie website, there's a registration page there, and they can register, and we'll see them for the day, okay?
And I see here there's a limited amount of free spaces available, and you can contact Gavin Bourne.
Yes, indeed.
Or it's gavin@near.ie.
Yeah, yeah.
So what time is this happening at?
It's a long day. Registration is 9:30, because the minister is due to speak at about 10:10. And it'll run to about 4:00, 4:30. We hope towards the end of the day we'll have a declaration, which the participants will have drawn a declaration on media and social justice. So we will have a declaration. We also have Near Drama Company, which is local actors, and they'll be putting on a short intermission play, a scene from Sean O'Casey's Juno and the Paycock, which deals with social justice. So it'll be a colourful and, I hope, interesting day, and I think most people will find it inspiring and interesting. So if any of the listeners are interested, they should certainly go onto the website and register.
Okay.
Okay.
And everybody's welcome.
Everybody is welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
We'd love to see them there, yeah.